Day 31. Zeal for his house. 2 Kings 19, 30-31. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. John chapter 2, 16-17. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Even the quietest person can be triggered into a strong campaigner if you touch on a subject they're passionate about. Gordon and I were small group leaders for many years, and we enjoyed our large but diverse group that met in our home each Wednesday. There was one girl in our group who seemed shy and was reticent in group discussions until the night of Monopoly. Suddenly, we found her passion to win. That night, a transformation took place, and our shy, reticent girl held forth, bargained for cards, shouted at the bank, and won the game. I wonder what triggers your passion. I love church. I know this statement immediately causes a reaction because many of us have had some negative experiences in church, but we must overcome these memories and be passionate about the church. In these two scriptures, we see that God has a zealous passion for his house and that he is looking for a band of people who will work with him. I really believe that good church is the answer for the needs of our society. I agree that so much that is called church does not really represent God's original design, and so we need to get back to the Bible and build a great house that looks like God's home. I believe that a backslidden nation is the reflection of a sleeping church. We need to arise with a passionate call and build good church. Here, Jesus rebukes the religious leaders of the time for changing the priorities of the temple and making it a place of commercial venture rather than the house of worship and prayer. Church needs to be more about people than our projects. It should be a house of welcome to the hurting of our neighbourhood, where they can find love and hope and acceptance. It is time for church to be turned inside out. We need to arise and take the love of God out onto the streets. Why do I believe in church? Because we're called to be the bride of Christ. I've attended many weddings in my life, but the beauty of the bride walking down with great love and expectation towards her bridegroom never ceases to amaze me. So this bride, the church, should take her opportunity to walk down the aisle of our neighbourhoods, looking fantastic so that people get a glimpse of our passionate love for God. It is easy to grow so familiar with the concept of church and then lose the vision of its gift to society. Don't grow familiar with precious things, but today ask God to stir a new affection for his church. Church should not be centred on serving our personal preferences, but rather focused on answering the needs of the broken. Church should not be about us, but for them. Let God give you his zeal for his house, and let a new vision consume you. I long to see thousands of passionate churches built across our nations, standing like beacons of hope for people in their time of trouble and distress. Let's arise and build good church. Let us pray. Father, I ask you to forgive me where I've had a negative attitude towards your house. Give me a fresh revelation and love for your church. Show me how I can become part of a fruitful remnant who build your church in these days. Father, let your church arise in the nation and be a sign of your love and goodness. Forgive us for not speaking your name with passion. Amen.